Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoux, and today we're in the studio with Caroline Bravo, licensed counselor and yoga instructor at A Better Me Yoga right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me again. We had such a good time last time.
Well, last time we discussed seasonal depression.
Yes.
And how, you know, time of year and all of that impacts the psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you couple that with super rich food and blah, 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 and all of those things. And it kind of creates a perfect storm.
Yes.
For lots of things.
Right.
So we're going to kind of recap and come back to this time of the year. Because obviously, you know, summer just hit. It's beautiful outside most of the time. So what is, you know, what do you see this time of year? I mean, and what are some tips and tricks that people can use to help them, you know, not fall into a slump?
So I guess the first thing is that it's hard to like make correlations with mental health other than like at the holidays. We know depression, anxiety rates are higher because of the food, reading, finances, sometimes the relationships we're in can be strained, but I would say around this time of year, it just presents a unique opportunity to get outside. We know that being outside and being active is correlated with healthier lives and healthier minds.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second part of that question?
And things that people can do. I mean, as far as like when you go outside, yeah, of course, you know, you're more active.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine equates to happy, you know, vitamin D. It's like the sunshine vitamin, you know, it helps actually create better states of better states of being in your mind and your body. But, you know, most people in this day and age, you know, you have an indoor job. You're inside 10 to 15 hours a day.
I see.
You're not, you know, what are ways that you can kind of combat some of that? Are there things you can do? I mean, we're in Cookeville.
Yeah.
There's so much hiking around this area. So much.
I try and explain to my family and friends, like, just how much there is to do around here. Because coming from South Florida, like you can be outside, but you're going to roast. It's so hot.
Oh yeah.
But here, so I think that one of the things that I counsel from, is a relational perspective. So the more time that you can spend being not only being active and maybe being outside, but being with other people is a really big, really big thing to fight depression and anxiety. So whatever you can do outside, if that means going to a group fitness class, and it doesn't mean you going and talking to other people. Sometimes just going and sitting in a coffee shop and just being with other people makes you feel better. So, and it's also good to know if you're an introvert or an extrovert, because maybe being with other people takes energy from you. So maybe you just go sit and be around other people, right? Or go to the movie theater or something like that.
Yeah, I know growing up in South Florida.
That's right. We have that friend about
that. One of the things that I used to do is every Thursday, because I had a super duper high stress job, worked in a call center that was crazy.
Was it a crisis call center?
No, it was a computer tech support call center.
God bless you.
Yes. Because of what I did, you know, and I did 12 hour shifts. So what I used to do is every Thursday, it was me and my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And because I did not want a people,
yeah.
I just did not want a people. I would go to the movies. And after I went to the movies, I would go down to this little area of South Florida called Las Olas. And it was just
that's where I'm from, girl.
Yeah, this little area. And I would just go and I would walk around with my dog and I would sit at Mango's Cafe on their, you know, on their patio.
Yeah.
And I would have my snow crab bisque, my glass of wine and my dog. And really, it wasn't the social interaction with people.
Right.
It was simply getting away from things that stressed me out.
Oh, escape.
Yes.
Escape in a way. And it's not, and that doesn't mean avoidance. It just means unplugging. I was just talking to my therapist. So therapists should have therapists. I was just talking to my therapist yesterday about this. And he was saying, it's really important going into your day, or I guess leaving your day, and knowing where your energy state is at.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't check in, if you wouldn't have checked in with yourself saying, I need to unplug, maybe you would have gone and been in a social situation and would have made you felt worse. So it's good to know at the end of the day, like, do I need to go for a walk at the park by myself? Or do I need to go be with other people who are going to lift me up?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can talk about in therapy.
Well, and, you know, it's also knowing what helps you. I mean, there are some people who need a physical catalyst. For some people, going for a run does it for them.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, punching a punching bag does it for them.
Yep.
I mean,
yoga.
I know, yoga will do it for them. I mean, I know for me, for a while there, shooting pool was something that, you know, I would talk to myself and shoot pool. And just play pool by myself.
Right.
And it was my thing. And thankfully, the billiard club, which is where I used to go in Florida, you know, the bar manager and everyone, you know, they all knew me. And the bar manager was kind of like my grandpa.
Yeah.
And so anyone would be like, I want to buy her a drink. He's like, oh, no, you don't. You want to leave her alone.
I love that. And you know why? Because I know you well enough to can picture you in that narrative. It's so good.
But it was, you know, it was a really great way to alleviate stress.
Sure.
You know, right. I know that I can beat up some balls on a pool table, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to go home and yell and scream at anybody in my house.
I think that as far as physical activity goes, I've had a lot of my friends come to yoga who built up this thing, like, I'm not flexible, I don't work out, I don't enjoy it. I think that we build these schemas of what we are good at and what we're not good at. And then we stay stuck not trying these new things that could really help us. So, like, I would challenge anyone maybe this summer, like, get outside your comfort zone a little bit. If you don't think you're a good hiker, well, like, go try it out. Prove it to yourself. Maybe you hate hiking and that's okay, but go try it, because we build these stories and they might not be true. You know, it's a good way to challenge our thinking, I think, a lot of the times.
Well, yeah, and that's a really good point to bring up. Like, I have people who come to class all the time saying, oh, I can't do this because I'm not flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, if everyone was flexible, I wouldn't have a class.
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, just like you're learning, I'm learning too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is always a new height that you can attain to. There's always something new to achieve. There's always something different you can try and, you know, bend, twist, or pretzel yourself into when it comes to yoga. Mm-hmm. There's so many different poses.
So many.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you who are just jumping in here, we're talking today with Caroline Bravo, licensed counselor and yoga instructor right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. So with exercise and movement and all of those things, I mean, of course, endorphins and, you know, kicking up your metabolism and your activity level, like all of those things can bring about natural feelings of self-satisfaction, mm-hmm. and you know, joy and accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, what are some of the things that you feel from a counseling point of view that it helps with?
Well, I can't. So we know that good things happen in the brain, right? But I can't speak to them since I'm not a neuroscientist, but some really great things are happening in the brain with dopamine and serotonin and all those feel-good chemicals. On the other hand, I think that what physical activity in particular can do, and this is like, can go from boxing all the way to walking or light stretching, whatever, it helps with self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, I think that working out can be goal-oriented, which can be really good for some people. So accomplishing goals is really great for self-esteem. If you are, you know, if you're wanting to lose weight, that's a goal for yourself, or just to get healthier in general, working out can help you do that. But I think the main thing, especially from yoga and working, you know, with the population I work at the hospital is more of an acute care. Is like, we, especially as women too, is like, we're so disconnected with our bodies,
mm-hmm.
The society, the culture we live in. And especially if you've endured trauma of any kind, you just disconnect, especially if you're anxious too, you disconnect from your body because your body's constantly having these physical reactions that are uncomfortable. So you disconnect, which ends up making you more anxious. But I think working out and even just walking at the park, like, it gets you in your body, feel yourself walking, feel yourself breathing, get used to that. And I think in theory, it can help with a lot of anxiety and depression and self-esteem stuff. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And so many things get disconnected when you disconnect the body and the mind.
Oh, gosh. I mean, your relationships,
yes.
So much, really.
Yeah, because, you know, your emotions are felt in the body just as much as they are in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's the reason why people who live in fear have kidney stones. It's why people who mm-hmm. deal with anger have liver issues. It's mm-hmm. why people who deal with grief have respiratory problems. It's, you know, all of these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an experience that was very, very traumatic and having it take your breath away.
Right.
There's a reason why that phrase is a thing. Yes. It literally takes your breath away.
Right. Yeah. I think good way to like to really explore that philosophy of the body kind of keeping the score when you're anxious is like, next time you're anxious or overwhelmed, check in with your breath, check in with your, mm-hmm. what are your muscles doing? Your muscles are constantly reacting when you're stressed.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? And your breath does too. So it's, totally. You could talk a week about how trauma and emotions affect the body.
Yeah. And it also, I mean, even down to something as simple as changing the way you digest food,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're anxious, when you're going through an anxiety attack, blood flow to the gastrointestinal system slows down by anywhere between 60 to 70%.
No way.
Yes. So, wow. I mean, well, if you think about it, if you're in a fight or flight mm-hmm. situation,
right.
you have zero time to eliminate waste from your body.
Yes.
So your body stops those processes, or as much as it can, stops them from happening.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, you have someone who's super anxious, and now all of a sudden they're not hungry, and they're dealing with malnutrition issues, and now their brain isn't functioning right because the serotonin and dopamine that their gut is producing is no longer of such a quality that allows their melatonin to come out correctly in their brain. So now you're affecting sleep, and it's a whole cascade effect through all of these things.
Right. And then, and even when we're saying this, it feels overwhelming, right? Like, it's like all these things happen. But the bright side is making a small change, like working out maybe, or getting in touch with your body, or taking 15 minutes to meditate or pray, whatever you choose, can help equally.
Well, and it's also realizing that the big, huge, sweeping changes is often not something that sticks.
Absolutely.
What sticks is that one thing you decide to do for 5 minutes every day. Mm-hmm. Without fail, come hell or high water, it does not matter. I stop for 5 minutes every day and I do this thing. And it's that consistency,
right.
I feel, that really kind of makes the biggest dent.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That's how mental health works, I think.
Yeah.
Small little changes, chronic changes that you can do.
Chronic changes. You're going to change chronically all the time. But you're creating something that is just as consistent as the traumatic experience that you keep having.
Totally.
So this way you create that habit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that chronic habit. It's hopefully a good habit.
I feel like I use that word so often at work that it just lingers with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, in looking at all of those different things, I mean, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. But when we come back, we're going to get a little bit into meditation and things of that nature, and how, you know, looking at things from a different perspective and also kind of pushing that perspective and changing the way you view the world can help change your mental health.
I can't wait.
And we'll be right back with Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue, across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here today with Caroline Bravo, a licensed counselor here in Cookeville, Tennessee, and also one of the instructors over at A Better Me Yoga. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, food and anxiety and all of these different things, and of course, you know, chronic habits and all that good stuff. But getting into states of mind, because a lot of, you know, mental trauma, depression, anxiety, you know, dealing with issues of that nature, you know, changing your thought patterns is a very, very big deal. And meditation or prayer are very big helps in doing something like that. So what is, in your experience, things that help, things that hinder, good habits to build?
Mm-hmm. So I think that when we're talking about meditation or prayer, the common link that I found, or that we kind of like talk about in mental health, that's been like kind of a trending topic maybe for the last like maybe 10 years, is mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be of any religious denomination or spiritual belief to practice mindfulness. And you're kind of doing it when you're praying, when you're in meditation, and all it's asking of you is to focus the mind on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the society we live in that makes it really hard to do that. And also, we're just humans. It's, our brains are meant to function, to focus on a lot of things at once to help us get things done. But when we have had trauma, or we have an anxious tendency, that can be very overwhelming. So anyway, mindfulness, I guess like a really easy way to put it is like focusing the mind on a single thing at a time. And what I like to recommend, whether it's in yoga or in my counseling practice, is the breath, because it's something that happens automatically. That's always there. So an example would be, you know, finding a comfortable seat, checking in with your body, calming as much as you can, and then just noticing what your breath is doing. And one of the things I've kind of been learning through my own meditation practice is just to observe. Don't try and change it, because when you try and change it, it creates more anxiety.
Right.
Because when you try and change it and your breath is fast or you're flush or you're anxious, and you can't change it, it creates more anxiety. So it's more beneficial to observe and sit in the discomfort. Kind of, it sounds kind of backwards, right? Because you're asking, you want to get better, but you're asking yourself to sit in a place of, you're asking yourself to sit in a place that doesn't feel safe.
So in order to really recognize why it is you don't feel safe, you first have to pay attention to what the reasons are.
Absolutely. Because then what happens in mindfulness is you realize the things that you're anxious about aren't really things to be anxious about. They're worrying about what you're going to make for dinner on top of the thought of what's my kid doing or how much homework I have to do. And those are just thoughts.
Yeah.
And they're things that, you can worry about them, but they don't have to produce anxiety in you.
Very true.
Yeah. I've found that the most helpful thing for me, it's called Headspace. There's an app. Mm-hmm. That I recommend if you're a tech student or any college student, you get it for free if you enter your email. So it's called Headspace. And then if there's like a Buddhist center, some of the community centers offer just meditation courses. I think Synergy in town offers meditation on Sundays, and just go and learn how to like sit with all the crap that you have going on in your mind all day. Right.
Yeah. And one of the misconceptions with meditation, and I've had a lot of clients that, have told me this. It's like, well, I don't have 30 minutes. And I'm like, you know, I don't have an hour. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, guess what?
Okay. Did you start driving a car by getting on the road and driving for an hour with nobody in it next to you? No. Did you start using a knife by picking up a chef knife and chopping a knife? No.
Yeah.
You started with very small pieces, very small increments, and little bits at a time.
Yes.
So go on YouTube and look up, you know, theta wave meditation, 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. And sit there and listen to it.
Right.
For 5 minutes.
Right.
There's no rule saying that because you're meditating, you have to sit there for an hour. But we often, as adults, have this misconception that simply because we're adults,
right,
you know, doing something for a length of time should be easy.
Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting perspective.
That's not necessarily true.
No. Yeah. That's really good. I like that. It's an interesting perspective.
Well, and it's, you know, it's interesting how it, you know, doing health coaching and trying to teach someone how to cook and realizing that I am dealing with an individual who doesn't know the difference between a saucepan and an egg pan. And, you know, I'm dealing with someone who doesn't know the difference between a chef knife and a bread knife and a fillet knife.
Sure.
So, you know, small steps and realizing that that applies to everything, because we're only responsible for what we've been taught and what we've been exposed to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally. 5 minutes a day is great. I say anything longer than like a minute or two, because you need to get in the space of like, you know, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to get comfortable, and that might take more than a minute or two.
Yes.
So one thing to do is like, if the breath makes you anxious, to focus on the breath. I always, you can say like little sayings to yourself, like breathing in, I know I'm breathing in, breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Or you can pray. If there's a prayer that you like, you can say a prayer if it brings you, you know, a sense of serenity. But I mean, there's just like, there's no wrong way to do it. Right. As long as you're staying present, not beating yourself up.
I found searching guided meditations on YouTube.
Oh, so
that
good.
Will just tell you that, because all you're doing is your brain gets trained to the point where it's just listening for that next cue to breathe in or breathe out or stay calm.
Yeah.
Or close your eyes, or, you know, and they're very, very simple scripts. You can even go and, you know, record your own voice and make one for yourself.
Right.
It's not that hard to do. Mm-mm. And I did one for myself with the 4-7-8 breathing technique to, you know, calm your body down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. That 4-7-8 that I do 4 rounds of at the end of bend class, that is almost exactly 2 minutes. from start to finish.
Oh, really?
It's really short.
It's not, but you feel amazing after. It's so strange. Yep. You're oxygenated, you're relaxed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, personally, finding meditation, and not even meditation, because I'm not an avid meditator, but like finding yoga and mindfulness absolutely changed my life, because I do have anxious and depressed tendencies. And it wasn't until like I learned that I could sit with my thoughts and not feel uncomfortable, I can just observe them, was really transformative mm-hmm. for me.
Well, and compartmentalization is something that can be both good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Don't I know that?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody knows that to an extent. Almost everything can be taken too far.
Sure.
Well, for those of you who are just jumping in, we're here today in the studio with Caroline Bravo, licensed counselor and yoga instructor over at A Better Me Yoga right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. So with all of the meditation options and things of that nature, you know, most people don't realize that you can literally meditate anywhere or even while you're doing something.
You know, I've been meditating while we've been on this radio show.
That's pretty amazing.
Just kidding.
I'm not that fine-tuned.
Just kidding.
Yeah. but no, while, you know, like while you're hiking.
Oh, yes.
Hiking is a really good, because, you know, you get in tune with what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, you know, quiet enough on the trail, that rhythmic thumping of your feet almost becomes like your own personal drum beat.
Yes.
And so most people, even though they don't realize it, and I forget which university did a study on this, I'm going to have to look it up for you. Without realizing it, most people actually start walking with the rhythm of their heart.
No way.
Yes.
How interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting how your body develops this own just natural synchronicity without realizing it. And it's often our own brains that get in the way.
Oh, it makes me sad to hear that. Mm-hmm. And our body, and I think too, is like our bodies know more than we think, than we give them credit for.
Oh, totally.
But also like, I was talking about this with my therapist too, is like your intuition, which might come from just your body. It's like, trust it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very vague statement, but yeah. Get outside, go walking, get connected. It's a good time of year for that.
Well, and also, you know, there's a lot more fresh fruits and vegetables available this time
mm-hmm.
of year. And this time of year is when your body, I mean, things as simple as like eating watermelon, the nutrients that are in watermelon, I mean, a good portion of those go straight to your skin and actually help you avoid getting sunburned. You know, there's reasons why certain things are ripe at this time of year. Yeah.
So
almost every melon does that.
That is so cool.
Watermelon is the strongest one, though. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
So, you know, apricots that are ripe,
mm-hmm.
you know, apricot oil can be used as a natural low-level sunscreen. I mean, it's not like any SPF 45 or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, for a regular daily something to moisturize your skin that's going to give you a little protection, it's really good for that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So most things that are ripe in particular times of year mm-hmm. for the area of the world that you live in mm-hmm. are going to help your body adapt to what it is that you need.
Sure. Yeah.
So in order for your body to process all that sunshine as efficiently as it can, so that you can have, you know, all those feel good endorphins and hormones and all of those things that help your body, you know, come out of a slump.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around you.
Yeah, totally. I mean, when we're talking about like what things, if you're wanting to improve your mood and you're trying to any means necessary to improve your mood,
mm-hmm.
going to therapy could help. Also,
oh, yeah.
changing your diet could very much help your mood
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with working out or even just changing your diet in general. You know what I mean? Seeing how that helps, eating things that are plant-based maybe totally. That's more your area of expertise, but I do not doubt that for a second, because I know in my own life, it's just that when I'm mm-hmm. eating healthier, I just feel better.
You feel better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of really good information and good ideas. And as far as where and how people can find you, let's get some info.
You can always find me on Instagram. It's more mm-hmm. of a personal Instagram, but I'm fine if someone wants to reach out, especially if you have mental health questions. You can just search Caroline Bravo on Instagram. And then if you're in a state of crisis, you can always call Tembrook. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but you can just Google Tembrook at Cookeville Regional Medical Center, and then their number will come up. So if you're having thoughts of wanting to harm yourself, if you're needing detox, you can come to us. And or you can call the crisis center in town too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as far as your classes you teach at A Better Me Yoga.
Yes. Yes.
What you got there?
Come to my yoga class. It's more of an intermediate to advanced level class, so just know that coming in, but I'm happy to scale it back for you if you're like, hey, I want to come, but I'm just afraid. It's on Monday at 4. Come see me. We have a really good time. We have fun.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Caroline, and thank you for joining us for Local Matters.
Thanks.